Yes, we are welcoming you to our podcast. Now introducing Interstellar, a 3-hour long movie that we are going to discuss and analyze.
My name is Atli Hrafkelsson. I'm a professor at Harvard University.
My name is Leo Kristin Thorsson. I'm an engineer.
My name is Baldwin and I'm not a professional.
And we are going to discuss Interstellar. The first thing about Interstellar is that it starts in a world.
It starts on Earth.
Yeah, in the future.
Yeah.
From now, and it is a kind of dystopian place where the mankind needs food, and when kids go to school, they are learning to become farmers and not engineers or anything like that, because the world doesn't need that.
There's no need for them, and the only thing they need is food and stuff. Yeah.
So agriculture becomes a very big thing, and you kind of get the feeling that you don't want to live in that world. And the main character, Matthew Cooper, acted by Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, sir.
He goes to a parent meeting in his kid's school.
With the school principal and his daughter's teacher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there, he just gets a message that his kid is not going to go to university because of they don't need engineers like his father wanted him to be, but they need farmers, and his son seems to be okay with that world. But in the movie we see and we get the feeling that Matthew Cooper doesn't belong in this time on Earth. He was born either too late or too soon for his time. The government of the United States of America is not spending money orphans on universities, and in this world or in this time period they asked NASA to fire bombs on civilians that were starving. But
yeah, they did that to save food.
Yeah, they want to
just to get rid of the people,
yes,
that were useless or not useful to the society.
But NASA denied that and didn't want to do it. So the government cut them off for a while, but then they realized that that wasn't the best solution. But they were still funding NASA. They wanted to do something and find some solutions to this problem, and by that maybe finding another world.
Yeah, because the answer to their food, what did you say? Food.
Food problem.
Yeah, food problem was the answer was not to be found on the Earth, so they needed to look into space.
But they were doing it discreetly, or they didn't want the people
wouldn't like it if they were spending money.
Yes,
on NASA,
which is kind of, I don't know if it is a good thing, or maybe if the movie fails somewhere there, because if you were starving, wouldn't you want to think there is maybe a better world ahead, and you would be okay with the government spending on NASA? Or would you want it to be hidden and don't know about it, but still live in the same situation but no hope, where you can see in the future? So it's a kind of difficult situation.
How do you feel about the setting of the world in the film? Do you think that we're going to this place in the future?
I don't think we're going to the exact same place, but the world that this movie happens in is pretty similar to our world. But of course we don't have the food problem, but I would say, yeah, it's, we recognize this world like our own, and they have everything. The society is pretty much the same. They have schools, they have everything that we have, but yeah, like I said, the world problem is that they don't have any food left, and yeah, we don't relate to that.
There I have to disagree, because we have a food problem, not in the first or second world, but maybe in the third world, which we do not connect with, maybe. But spending on universities was cut, so they are not trying to move forward in any way, but trying to escape this world. And maybe we don't realize how close this world is to us, that with just a few mistakes here and there, with this overpopulation, we could do some really, we can do really much damage to our Earth.
Yeah, you got a point there. And I'll give you that.
We can't take the world for granted, or Earth for granted, because we are just a small piece in that. And this movie shows us how maybe close we are of doing these mistakes, but also how much space can offer us, and what we can do. But maybe it's not like you're watching Star Trek or Aquaman or something that you don't connect and don't connect to or think is far away from reality. You can sort of,
you can like ask yourself, is this going to happen? Because
yes, or is this possible? Or yeah, like these dimensions in this film, they go to the fifth dimension, which is time, where they can control time or go back and forth, which makes us think, like, what do we know? The mankind thinks it knows everything, but yeah, we know so little if you look outwards.
The space is so complex that we have no chance of knowing everything that's out there.
Their mission, with Matthew Cooper's mission and what, 4 other people, is to do what?
They were looking at three planets to see which of them would be habitable for humans to live on.
Yeah, they were just looking for a planet that would maybe suit the human race, and just kind of find like new homes, and yeah.
Yeah, and they got there by finding a wormhole near the moons of Saturn, or just near Saturn. And in the movie, they make you feel what tough decision all of them had to do to be on this mission, because
the mission would take many, many years, so he had to miss his kids growing up. And
yes, and in outer space, three months over there, you know, it depends on where you are, but three months or 1 hour where they were, that was like 7 years, yeah, on planet Earth. And that makes you think, how can that be? And I don't really have the solution, but it makes you think. And
it was a tough decision for him to make, you know, to leave his kids behind. And
yes,
he was basically, he didn't know that he was going to miss their life, but he knew that
he had an idea of what he was going to do. After this mission, after the movie, or in the end of the movie, they
He wakes up as a 124-year-old man in the body of a 40-year-old on a space station near Saturn, where you can see that world in this space station is very good and has developed a lot from where we started on Earth. But we don't see how the Earth is doing. And the movie theme is about survival, but we can't see how the Earth or humans survived on Earth, but they have looked out and...
Yeah, that's kind of our own... We have to make our own ideas of what happened to the Earth and...
And this is how they like went from dystopia on Earth to utopia on this new planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and in this, on the other side of this wormhole, a woman named Brand, who was on this mission, she is on a new galaxy on a new planet, where she can breathe without her helmet, and she is starting a new
race, just human, yeah, human race, you know,
new human race. And like Baldwin said, they are going from dystopia to some kind of utopia, but it is in our mind how the Earth is doing, and that makes us think. And it's really well done by Christopher Nolan, the director, to don't show us how the Earth is doing, because then we think, are we destroying our world today, and do we need to have to leave it behind, our legacy?
He's kind of like putting an idea into our minds, the people that are watching this movie, that we need to like take care of our Earth, and we don't or we can't take anything for granted in this world,
or otherwise we can't live here anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a moving movie, and when you're watching it for the first time, it's very complex, or it's very complex, but you get
you might have to watch it twice to understand.
Yes, to understand it completely, or...
Yeah, for the first time I watched it, I didn't understand a thing, but...
I can relate to that, but if you're watching, you can get tears to your eyes, or...
Yeah, it's sad because it's sad to watch Cooper because he sacrificed everything to save the world, and now his children are gone, and he's kind of alone, and you feel for him.
But we can also see humor and in a 3-hour movie, we need to have some comedy and some drama, and it needs to help the viewer to understand and relate, and Christopher Nolan and the acting staff does that quite good.
Yeah, it's a spectacular movie, and at least I liked it a lot. What about you guys?
Yeah, I really loved the movie.
Yeah, for the second time, I loved it.
Yeah, and it got really good grades and reviews and everything.
Yes. Thank you for listening to this episode of Interstellar. Thank you to our sponsors, Walk On.
I love Walk On, my family and football in this role.
GoGo.
The best energy drink on the market that you can drink on the go.
And CoolBet, where you can change $1 to $2. Thank you today.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.